Did you know that you can support us for just 99 cents a month? That's right, friends. You can support everything that we do here at GSL for just 99 cents a month. Take a look around wherever this post is. You might see a link or maybe even a button that says support. Go there, check out the options, consider supporting us because, you know, we enjoy bringing you all the daily inspiration as well as the weekly talk show, but we have much, much more to come. Thank you so much for the consideration. Bye-bye.
It's a miracle, baby. Yeah. Miracle serves.
We keep having all these problems. How we gonna solve them? Every day is the same thing. All these unsolved issues. I guess it's official. Here we go again, the same old thing. And I'm tired of the earth, you and I, so goodbye.
Good morning, everybody. It's your girl, Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. It is May the 11th, 2024, and today the topic is the Golden Rule. Happy Saturday, everybody. Happy Saturday. I hope you guys had a fabulous Friday. Mine was just fine. Yes, mine was good overall. You guys see? Those that are watching live, that your girl is out here in nature once again, that's because we decided to go ahead and bring NJ out for soccer. So he is out there playing soccer with his friends right now. My husband is here as well, so to God be glory for that. To be honest, the song Little Things has been going in through my heart and mind because honestly, yeah, it is the little things that are so great. To be honest with you guys, I'm going to be honest with y'all, right? Y'all know I'm always, I try to be open, honest, and transparent. I was almost not going to record. Not because I didn't receive a juice and things like that, but I mean, I kind of just wanted to bask in the moment with my family, you know what I'm saying? Because like I said, it's a, you know, my husband getting out of the house, us going for NJ soccer, you know what I'm saying? His first, so it's all about first time being here and him doing this new venture and stuff like that. And then it's Mother's Day weekend as well, y'all. So, I mean, you know, I was like, and I'm not, so my husband said he was going to come up with something for me or whatever, because I asked him. I was like, hey, can you do something? You know what I'm saying? You take the reins on what Mother's Day going to look like for me and whatnot. And so I didn't know if today was going to be incorporated in that or what. And so, you know, so I was trying to leave space and opportunity for him to you know, get inspired or whatever the case may be. But anyway, with that being said, the past couple of days have just been kind of thrown off because Thursday I didn't work. Friday I did go to work. And then obviously there's preparations and whatnot the church is doing for Mother's Day. And then today, again, this is our second time coming to the soccer class and whatnot. And like I said, I didn't have no plans outside of this for today. But again, I was leaving it open for my husband because I did talk to one of my homegirls and was like, well, worst case scenario, girl, we'll do something for ourselves Mother's Day or whatever. But I didn't hear back from her. And so I just was, you know, just open, just seeing what the Lord was going to do outside of, you know, of course, whatever the church is doing tomorrow. So anywho, so with that, all of that being said, I was like on my way out on, our, you know, leaving the house, I was thinking, well, because I didn't write down anything for the juice this morning. I just went and got ready and stuff like that. Like I had received the word, but I still just was like, meh. You know, maybe I'll take the juice with me because if we're riding together, obviously, you know, I'm sitting on the passenger side so I can sit there and, you know, write down the juice in my journal, you know what I'm saying, and go from there. But on the ride up, I didn't feel led to write for some reason. So I was like, okay, well, maybe I won't do it. But here's the thing. So we got here to the park, right? And as soon as we parked or whatever, I was thinking in my mind, maybe I won't do the juice today. And as soon as I said that, I looked down and my phone said 9/11. And I was like, because it was 9/11 or whatever. And I was like, uh-oh. I think I'm supposed to do the juice today. So for anybody that tunes in, listens, watches, whatever the case may be, who knows? This juice might be for you. Like I said, I was almost about to not do it, and the Lord, in his own way, pushed me forward to go ahead and have this conversation. So let's talk about it, y'all. The golden rule. I mean, on one hand, you know, your girl ain't saying nothing brand new, man. Y'all know what the golden rule is, right? Do unto others as you have them do unto you. Things of that nature. But I mean, I can't lie, man. Seeing that this morning when I woke up, because I woke up at 7:12, and that's what led me to that verse. You know, I was a little convicted and whatnot, because, you know, sometimes, again, we so happy about grace and mercy. We so appreciative, again, when, you know, when we do wrong, right, that if we don't get the consequences of doing wrong, then we are totally fine with that, right? But then for some reason, when it comes to us extending that grace, mercy to someone else, it's hard, right? It is hard to do for a variety of reasons, I'm sure. But I guess the main one is us just being human, right? And wanting to do what we want to do when we want to do it, and wanting to take things in our own hands and things of that nature. And so, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. You know, again, I know that's easier said than done. I know it's a phrase I've questioned a lot in life. I think I told you guys before what I started to wonder, because I'm like, okay, well, Lord, if people are doing wrong to me, then that means that's what they want done to them. So am I supposed to do wrong, or am I still just supposed to do what I want to be done to me, to them, even though they did whatever they, you know what I'm saying? So we can go on that journey round and round and round, right? Because it's like, well, that's what they did, so that's what they wanted, right? But then if you do it back, then that's what you want, right? So it's just one of those things to think about. And again, I guess what I was reminded of this morning is God's radical love, right? God's way of thinking about this obviously is way different than ours. So no to him, you don't do what the other person do to you, right? He's calling us, those that believe X, Y, and Z, he's calling us to do the complete opposite. And so, you know, again, if you're listening to the sound of my voice today, if you're watching this, whatever case may be, then I'm challenging you, friend, to do what the word tells us to do. And it may not feel good, it may not feel right, you may not want to, but again, the more obedient you are to the Lord, the more he can work, right, and take care of you and things of that nature, and handle it, right? I tell you guys all the time about different things that has happened in my life where, again, people have done me wrong, or, you know, situations and whatnot happen, and you're like, man, I just want, you know, them to feel how I feel, or I just want something to be done to make me feel better about whatever they did to me. But then, you know, I tend to take the humble route a lot. You know, I tend to be like, you know what, I'm just not going to say nothing. I'm not going to be X, Y, and Z. And people, again, I guess, look at me as naive because of that. People look at me as foolish, whatever they look at me as, because I humble myself in a lot of different situations, right? Maybe even situations that I shouldn't need to or shouldn't have to humble myself in, right? But again, as I humble myself before the Lord and say, hey, I'm not going to deal with that person the way they dealt with me. I'm going to move forward. I'm going to still show love. I'm still going to, you know, do whatever it is that the Lord is calling me to do and handle it the way the Lord is calling me to handle it. And saying, I know things work out in my favor. It's happened multiple times throughout my life, multiple situations, some really high stakes situation as well as some really, like, you know, low stakes, oh, maybe my feelings were hurt type of situations. And so, with that being said, again, you guys can go deeper and study everything that the Bible says about, again, vengeance being the Lord's and all that type of stuff, and what should happen and how you should handle it and stuff like that. But let me go ahead and share with you guys these verses that were standing out to me this morning, okay? So the first one was Matthew 7:12. It says, so whatever you wish that others would do to you, also do to them, for this is the law and the prophets. I mean, you know, it said what it said. So next time you think about vengeance, next time you think about not, unforgiveness, next time you think about anything outside of the way and will of God, keep that on your heart and mind that, hey, this is what God asked me to do. He asked me to do unto others what I would want them to do unto me. So if you will want somebody to extend grace and mercy to you, then that's what you should do. If you want forgiveness, then extend forgiveness. Yes, that's hard. Yes, it can be difficult. We might not want to do that, right? We want vengeance. We want justice. We want all those things. But at the end of the day, let the Lord handle that and you do what you're supposed to do, regardless of what someone else do. And that's another thing. I was talking to a couple of fellow wives yesterday and whatnot. And again, you know, it can be difficult because you're like, well, he out of order too. You know what I mean? He ain't doing right. You know, if your wife talk about your husband or vice versa, you know, oh, my wife ain't doing this and she ain't doing that. That ain't what the Lord called you to do. He called you to love that person. He called you to submit to one another. He called you to, you know, again, the unconditional love that God gives us, we should be extending to others. So, you know, you can fill in the blank with whoever the other is, whether it's your spouse, your neighbor, your family, your friend, your boss, your whoever it is. Fill in that blank with whoever you're thinking about right now and just be encouraged and inspired to do what the Lord tells you to do. You know, you might not like it. It might be Pope, but I mean, it say what it say. So let me go ahead and give you guys another verse. Galatians 5:14. It says, for the whole law is fulfilled in one word. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. As I was writing that verse down, what I was receiving is the word. The one word is love. The law is fulfilled in love. We go so, people got so much to say about the commandments and all the different things, the different rules and whatnot. Y'all, this was all that. Jesus simplified it in just two statements. He said, love God and love others. Like, it's that simple. Love itself will help you fulfill the law. Love for God, again, honoring God, respecting God, and his creation in every aspect is going to, again, help you not break any of the other laws according to the Bible. Now, again, y'all can truthfully believe that or not, but that's what it says. And so, you know, again, if you are a rule follower or whatever, then follow those two rules, right? If you're having trouble, matter of fact, I think I ended up writing down another one of those verses that kind of go deeper about this. Let me check. It might just be in the go deeper section. I think it might be in that verse might be in the go deeper section, but it talks about how it talks about adultery and stealing and killing and like all these other things, right? But it tells us again, in order to solve that issue, but in order to, again, fulfill what the law says about those things, then you need to be loving, again, one another. Your neighbor, everybody, every single person, including your enemies. Let me go ahead and share this verse with y'all. Y'all should know it already, but here it is. It might be Pope, but it's Matthew 5:44. It says, but I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. This is the way that God loves. This is what God does. You know what I mean? And so, again, you know, it may not be the best, you know, thing to do in our heart and mind, right? We're thinking, oh, I don't like that person and that person don't like me, you know, and all this different type of stuff. But what is God calling us to do? Love them. He's calling us to pray for the people that's persecuting us. So, I mean, friend, I don't know what to tell you. Like, this whole thing might be Pope today, but obviously the Lord wanted me to come on here and talk about it and whatnot because it's an issue. It's a real issue. But ultimately, again, put yourself in the shoes of whoever the person is. Again, if you want grace and mercy, give grace and mercy. If you want forgiveness, give forgiveness. If you want, you know, whatever it is that you want, extend that to the next person. That's the best way you're going to get it. And hey, I'm here to tell you now, you might not get it exactly from that particular person, you know, go ahead and get that out your head that, oh, it's a tit for tat thing. right? You might get it from somebody else, right? Or you might just get it from the Lord, which who's better to get it from? So I don't know. This is something to think about. Let me go ahead and keep telling y'all what else the Lord wanted me to share. So Ephesians 4 and 32, it says, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. That's the part we be forgetting. We know deep down that, oh, God forgave me. But if for some reason, again, we want to go through life and not practice the golden rule, right? Do unto others as you would have done unto you. Now, unless you want to be unforgiven, and unless you want to be, you know, have the wrath of God on your head and X, Y, and Z, go for it. Do what you do. You got free will. God gave it to you. I can't take it away from you. But I believe that he sent me here today as a 911 message to anybody, again, that encounters this video or recording or whatever the case may be, that, hey, you might want to rethink how you treat people in general. And I could be talking to myself all day, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, Miracle, make sure you, everybody, you know, honoring people in their positions and different things like that, you know. So, hey, let us all take this, you know what I mean? Let me go ahead and wrap this thing up, y'all. I think that was pretty much it. Yeah, man, y'all got the juice, I think. So, I mean, you guys can go deeper, plenty of verses in the Go Deeper section to peruse and let marinate on your heart, souls, and minds. But the Bible verse of today is Ruth 1 and 16. It says, and Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For whether thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people and thy God, my God. Friends, I hope you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, not juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day. And I look forward to talking to you all on Monday, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye, and happy Mother's Day. Yes, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers in advance. Y'all have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Visit chatholybible.com to download the Bible Chat and Study app today. Embark on a transformative journey of faith. Your connection with Scripture starts now.